The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hathikari, recorded on November 13, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya darajyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tadantite. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and therefore divine, due to contact with material nature, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by a material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature of matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Badha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is divine herein as divine due to its divine connection and movement by the Divine Will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayang tu prakritam vidyan mayinam tu maheshvaram. Although Maya illusion is false or temporary, the background of Maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is Maheshvara, the Supreme Controller. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 4.10. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna, or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of the illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajagun, passion, and Tamagun, ignorance, to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad 3.8, confirm this in the phrase, Tam eva viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnur eva nasangshayaha. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, this material ocean of birth and death is indeed very, very heavy. The coverings of this material universe are very, very thick. Each covering is 10 times thicker than the previous covering. So what we see at night, the vast expanse of outer space, is just like a tiny pinhead compared to the coverings. So any idea that one can enter the spiritual world by force is completely ludicrous. The material world is the ultimate high security prison. There's no way to get out by your own strength. But if you are surrendered to Krishna, you can easily get up. It's no problem. Just like I have previously given the example, I used to preach at a high security federal prison. El Reno prison. And I had no difficulty because I came in as a preacher. I had no difficulty coming and going from the prison, just in and out like that. But for the inmates, there was no way of escaping. I could easily walk out, but the inmates could not. So, this is the position. If one is devotee of Krishna, then one can easily get out of this material existence. But if one is not a devotee, they are very tightly trapped in this place. And this place is not a nice place. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravarti narjana mamupechita konteya punarjanma nivijite. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, he never takes birth again. So, if we are fortunate, as Prabhupada explains, there's only two people who can get us out of this entanglement. One person is Krishna himself. And the other person is the spiritual master. If we can be fortunate somehow or other to come in direct contact with Krishna, like Arjuna did on the chariot, or if we can come in direct contact with the spiritual master, in either of these cases, it is the greatest good fortune. Because Krishna or the spiritual master, either one can deliver us from this imprisonment. Therefore, we must have great faith in the words of Krishna. And we must have great faith in the words of the spiritual master. This is confirmed in the Svetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarata prakarshante mahatmanah. Only unto those persons who have unflinching faith in the words of the spiritual master and the words of Krishna. Only unto these persons who have great faith are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. In other words, if you want to actually understand what is the Vedic wisdom, you will never do it by academic study. You will never be successful by mental speculation. If you deride the personality of Godhead, you will never understand. Your culture of knowledge will always be defeated by the material nature. Mogasha karma, mogasha moga karmano, moga jnana vicheta saha, rakshasim masadim chaiva, parkitta mohinim shritaha. Those who deride Krishna, they are attracted by atheistic and demoniac views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge, or their big, big universities and big, big titles, it is all finished, defeated. So we must not deride the personality of Godhead. And we must not deride his representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Because we are dependent on the mercy of Krishna and Guru to save us from this material existence. If we are disrespectful to Krishna or his representative, then we will never get out of this material existence. They are our only hope. Prabhupada says, without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. In the modern day society, they want to minimize. They want to say, oh, Krishna is just an ordinary person. The Guru is just an ordinary person. Such persons are condemned to rot in the cycle of birth and death. Do you understand? Such persons are condemned to rot in the cycle of birth and death. Who do not properly respect Krishna and Guru, they will rot. So we are most fortunate that such a bona fide spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has come to this world in the order of Krishna to fully establish Vedic culture. On this planet. So it is the duty of the followers of Prabhupada here in Bulgaria to actually manifest Vedic culture here. What does that mean? It means we have to have relationships which are pure, which are devoid of egotism, exploitation, one-upmanship, and overlording. We have to actually serve the Vaishnavas. We have to be humble servants of Vaishnavas, of Krishna and Guru, these three. This is confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Anande Bolohari Vajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. He says, ecstatically chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Anande Bolo Hari. And then he says, Bhaja Vrindavan. Worship the holy Dham, Shri Vrindavan Dham. You may say, but I cannot afford ticket. But Vrindadevi has come. So worship Vrindadevi. That is the same thing as worshipping Vrindavan. So chant the holy names, worship the sacred Tulsi tree. Anandai Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. And always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnava. Narottam doesn't say worship only Guru, no. He says worship Guru and Vaishnavas. Worship the feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. We have to love all the devotees, you see. So what does love mean? Love means service, actually. You can't just theoretically love someone. That's simply sentiment. If you truly love someone, you will serve that person. If you refuse to serve someone, then you do not love them, actually. So we have to learn how to render loving service to the Vaishnavas and to the spiritual master. And to the Tulsi tree and to the holy names. These four things will make us very, very solid in Krishna consciousness. They will enable us to actually easily cross beyond this insurmountable material nature. So I'm asking each and every one of you here in this room tonight, take advantage. Serve the Vaishnavas with love. Seek out and take the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Don't remain a street dog. Do you know why I said that? It's Prabhupada's example. He said there are two types of dogs, sadnata and anatta. How many, have any of you been to India? Anyone's been to India? You've been. You've seen the street dogs in India?
Many monkeys, but dogs
are. Did you go to Vrindavan?
No.
Oh, okay. If you go to the village, you will see the street dogs. You will, I heard you're going to India soon. You will see. Oh, he's chanting Gayatri, sorry. So, these street dogs, they are in a very pitiful condition. People throw rocks at them. Nobody cares to feed them. They fight with one another for who will be the big dog on the block. They have wounds all over their body. Their hair is falling off because of disease, skin disease. They're the most pitiful creatures you've ever seen in your whole life, the street dogs of India. But then if you go to Juhu Beach in Mumbai, where the rich live, there's a beach there where all the wealthy businessmen, they go up and down on morning walk, up and down the beach. And many of them, they imitate the Western culture, they keep dog. So they have dog on their leash. The dog is very fatty and stout and strong. And he is prancing along with the master with his head high and his tail held up. You see, he is a very jolly dog. So, the dog who has no master, he's in a very precarious condition on the streets of India, you see. That's called anatta, without master. But sanata, the dog who has a master, he's very nicely situated. So Prabhupada has given this example. If you don't have guru, you're like street dog. You're in a very difficult position, you see. You have no protection. But if you have Guru, you're like the dog with the master. You have the full protection of your spiritual master at every minute. To help you always be Krishna conscious. So the material nature can never take over your heart. So in this way we have to understand how we can become free from the influence of the material nature. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Let's see, your hand went first.
Знаете ли каква е разликата между мен и вас, т.е. своите ученици? И те не са отговаряли, а той казал, разликата е в това, че вие не се страхувате от Майя. Не мога да го разбера. Защото как Шрила Прабхупад се страхува от Майя? Просто какво е искал да каже Шрила Прабхупад?
I have heard this story when one time Prabhupada asked his disciples, do you know what is the difference between me and you? And they couldn't answer. And he said, the difference is that you are not afraid of Maya. And I'm afraid. So he cannot understand how is that Prabhupada is afraid of Maya.
Yes, it is called healthy fear. You see, if I am not afraid of Maya, I think, well, I don't have to take shelter of Krishna, because I haven't Maya, I'm so strong, I don't have to be afraid of Maya, you see. Prabhupada told us in Boston, he said, I'm always praying to Krishna that I won't fall into Maya. If you think that you are so strong in Krishna consciousness that you cannot fall down, you see, that's a very bad position to be in. Because you become proud. You don't know how to take shelter of Krishna. So you can fall down. Actually, you're already fallen in that state of consciousness. If you're not afraid of Maya, you're already fallen down. The one who is strongly fixed in Krishna consciousness, he is constantly praying, my dear Lord, please protect me, I will not fall down. Such a person can never fall down. So in this way, the advanced devotee is always afraid of falling down and always begs for protection, therefore he can never fall down. For the neophyte thinks, I'm so advanced, I can never fall down. And then he finds himself in the arms of a prostitute. So in this way you have to always be begging Krishna to protect you. Always be afraid of Maya. It's very good fear. Healthy fear.
Yes, several questions.
Just give me one at a time.
Не е здравословно за него и да не мога да дадеш всъщност това е проява на любов.
Well, so you spoke about serving the Vaishnavas. So whenever talking
speak
about
up.
You spoke about serving the Vaishnavas.
Yes.
And whenever speaking about serving someone, well, this issue arises that someone may want to be served in a way that might not be very healthy or very good for him.
Well, if you're actually sincere, you'll know what sort of service will be beneficial for them, and that's the sort of service you'll give them. It's like the spiritual master. You see, the disciple may prefer to be praised. Okay? But he understands the disciple actually needs to be chastised sometimes. So even though the disciple is thinking, I'd rather be praised, he ends up getting chastised instead. That's service of the spiritual master. The point is, you have to be really sincere about being a pure devotee and helping other people to become pure devotees. And then you know exactly how to serve everyone. So now you can hold your next question. We'll give him a chance.
Can you become his spiritual master?
Who?
You. Can you become
his yes. Master? Yeah. I will accept you as my disciple. You become qualified now, and then you get a little order, I can give you diksha. Now you can take shelter of me as your spiritual master and get yourself ready for initiation. And I will take you back to Godhead. I will take you to Krishna. That'd be very nice. Your father is my disciple, like father like them. So you can also become my disciple. In the future, when you become steady in chanting 16 rounds, I will initiate you. So it's up to you how soon you'll become steady in chanting 16 rounds. When you do that, I'll initiate you. So how many rounds do you chant every day now? You chant japa now? Not yet. So when you feel that you should begin chanting japa and then gradually increase to where you can chant 16 rounds regularly. So when you're ready to chant 16, I'll leave it up to you. You go at your own pace. When you're ready to chant 16 rounds, I'm ready to initiate you. So you let me know when you're up to 16 rounds. And we'll see if Param Jyoti also feels that you're ready. And then I will give you diksha. Next question.
Обаче въпросът ми е, Брама е, да кажем, основоположника на нашата ученическа последователност. И за да бъде авторитета на нашите ученици като последователност, тя не може да се почне от някой, който е влияние на майка. Така че от друга страна пък Шива е Шива татва. В смисъл, не е като нас, като татва Шакти, който да е тук под влиянието на едното, тук под влиянието на другото. И между нас е много вишно сложен проблем, но като цяло как така може да се каже. Също така Шива от него започва и Рудра сам предава по месилажа, което също означава, че е освободена.
So at the end of the purport of the verse, Srila Prabhupada says that Brahma and Shiva, they're also under the influence of the material energy of Maya.
They're also under the influence of Maya?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's asking how is that, because since they are both the founders of the sampradayas of ours, Brahma, mm-hmm. our sampradaya mm-hmm. and Shiva, and also Shiva is he's not an ordinary jiva. How is this?
That is a warning. And if even great sampradaya acharyas can fall into Maya, how much we have to be careful. That is a warning to us. All right. Yeah. Let's. Bhakti Carlos.
Srila Gurudev, if we have no spontaneous attraction to serve Krishna, is it good to serve him with a desire to become purified from the six enemies and to become
yes.
a pure devotee?
Yes. Yes, of course. Is it good to serve him with a desire to become purified? Of course. Yes, that desire is very good. The desire to become a pure devotee, that desire you must have.
Ако ние не служим със спонтанно привличане на Кришна, добре ли е да желаем да се пречистиме от шесте врага?
You should have one desire and one desire only.
Човек трябва да има едно единствено желание.
I must become a pure devotee.
И това е да стане чист предан от Дана.
That should be your only desire.
Това трябва да е единствено ти желание. Since this age of Kali is an age of hypocrisy, are there any examples when a person who is a hypocrite but is engaged in devotional service to be successful? Are there any examples?
Yes. The ISKCON devotees. They were rascals, but Prabhupada, they were all Kali Yuga hypocrites, but Prabhupada has grabbed them, engaged them in serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You don't mean that ISKCON devotees are worse than persons from outside of ISKCON?
You don't mean that ISKCON devotees are worse than persons outside?
Everyone's hypocrites. How it's an age of hypocrisy. Everyone is hypocrite. Some of them are being saved by Prabhupada's mercy, that's all.
Those who are not in ISKCON, they are not saved by the mercy of Prabhupada.
Those who have taken Prabhupada's mercy, they have surrendered to Prabhupada's instructions. The way to get the mercy of the spiritual master is to follow his instructions. It's a simple thing.
In other words, what you're saying, that out of all of us hypocrites, these ISKCON devotees are those who are becoming pure, not the other hypocrites.
What is he saying?
So you're saying that of all the hypocrites, only these ISKCON devotees are becoming pure, not the other hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could say, well, the Christians are becoming pure and the Muslims, you know, they believe in God. But the thing is, they don't, if you tell them Krishna is God, immediately they say they won't accept. Krishna says they are a demon. They don't accept that I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how you can say they're getting purified if they don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord?
What about those people outside?
People outside?
What about people outside? Those
like
people?
Those people who claim to be Vaishnavas
outside of ISKCON.
Ah, who accept, they accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord?
Yes, but Thomas Kaufman, I don't know if his movement.
Anyone who is who accepts Krishna as the Supreme Lord, they are getting some, they are advancing in their, they're getting some advancement, they're getting some upliftment, that is a fact. How far they advance depends on their spiritual master, actually. It's like they're a Sahaja Vaishnava. If you take shelter of a Sahaja Guru, you become Sahaja. There are some Vaishnavas who actually, who call themselves Vaishnava, they embrace Mayavad philosophy also. There are Mayavadi Vaishnavas, we've seen. In Austin we have a big, big Sahaja Mayavadi Vaishnava Guru. He's a big ashram there. They worship Radharani as the Supreme. More important than Krishna.
See.
And they say that actually, and then they are philosophical, they say Vishnu is the Supreme, Rama is the Supreme, Durga is the Supreme, and Shiva is the Supreme, and Krishna. Yeah. And they claim to be Vaishnavas, you see. Even though they say that Durga is also the Supreme. So you can imagine how far you can advance. They call it Raganuga Bhakti. Who needs sadhana? We just go straight to Raganuga. We put Radharani on the altar. We just worship Radharani and we're Raganuga Bhaktas, you see, immediately. So how far such Vaishnavas, so-called Vaishnavas, can advance? You see, if you want to become pure Vaishnava, you must seek out a bona fide a spiritual master who is completely free from Mayavadi tinge and Sahaja tinge. Shuddha Bhakta is very rare. Prabhupada says that actually there are three types of Vaishnavas. There's Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishta Adhikari. And you can accept Vaishnava from anyone, Guru, from any one of these three groups. But you only advance, if you take a Kanishta as your Guru, you can only come to the Kanishta level, and that's it. If you take a Madhyam as Guru, you can only advance to the Madhyam level. So even though you can accept a Kanishta or a Madhyam as Guru, Prabhupada advises take an Uttama as Guru, because then, otherwise you'll suffer under insufficient guidance. Perhaps you have seen that purport in the Upadeshamrita, yes. So, we have to find out such guru, you see. If we really want to get the full mercy.
Yes?
Well,
it leads
me to two other questions. One is just right to what you said right now. About insufficient guidance. So it is the tendency amongst spiritual masters, amongst ISKCON nowadays, I guess they're too busy having too many disciples and it's going getting a huge movement.
What's he saying?
He's saying nowadays gurus in ISKCON, they are too busy having many disciples.
And ISKCON becoming
all of them?
Well,
they're too busy having too many disciples?
I didn't say all
of them. Huh?
I didn't say all of them.
All of them?
No, I didn't say all
of them. He didn't say all of them.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes their letters or emails or whatever are very short and just like one sentence or something, just what I consider to be insufficient guidance. So,
yes.
Could you
so write me then. If you have, I'll give you a long letter. If you're having difficulty, just write me. Prabhupada wrote me very wonderful letters, you see. He never just gave me a one-line reply, okay? So any devotee who's having difficulty, they should just write me. I'll give them a nice letter, you see. One of my students, he says, I don't know how you do it. You must have millions of fingers, he said. But actually, that's, if you see what I do, I struggle every day with that. Every day, it's like some people get out and struggle at their office, some karmic job, you know. I struggle with all those emails every day. You know, that's what I do. I work very hard on a day-by-day basis to deal with all the correspondence I have from all over the world. Yes. Yes. Now, everyone, this is a very important announcement before we forget. We were a little shocked to find out that you all have not been celebrating Prabhupada's Disappearance Day as a major festival here in Bulgaria. We were absolutely shocked. I'll tell you the truth. I thought there would be a big fest. We actually, on Sunday, we were going to go to Macedonia. Last Sunday. And then return here on tonight, Tuesday night, so we'd be here for the big festival tomorrow. But because Sarvabhauma Prabhu wanted to have a home program on Sunday night, we cancelled our plans to go to Macedonia. Because we knew it would be a wonderful program in Sarvabhauma's house. The point is, we were thinking, well, now we can't go to Macedonia because there's not time. We can't go on Monday and come back on Tuesday because we have to be back for the festival on Wednesday. All over the ISKCON world, Prabhupada's Disappearance Day is a major festival. So actually, I was shocked to find out there was no festival here for Prabhupada's Disappearance Day. Just like Janmashtami is a big festival, Gaur Purnima. Prabhupada's Disappearance Day is a major, major, major festival every year throughout the ISKCON world, except here. Apparently someone never told you. Now, we're not blaming you all. You weren't informed that you're supposed to do this. Of course, it's a work day, and many of you can't get off work, but the actual program is to fast until noon. There'll be a special offering made to Srila Prabhupada at noon. There will be everyone's supposed to come together and talk about, have special class on Prabhupada's Disappearance Day, memories of Prabhupada, and so many things. So because it's a weekday, then there should be a special celebration for Prabhupada at noon and another program in the evening for everyone to come, like on Govardhan Puja, a big major festival in the evening tomorrow night is what should be happening. This place should be packed with devotees, and we should have special Prabhupada remembrances tomorrow night. Since I'm the only Prabhupada disciple here right now, I will give tomorrow evening there will be special remembrances of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes and experiences that we've personally had with Srila Prabhupada. So tell all the devotees to come. There should be a major, big, full feast tomorrow night too for Prabhupada. So remember, fast until noon for Srila Prabhupada. Okay. All right, next question.
Can we say that the desire to expand the preaching is proportional to the sincerity?
Proportionate to?
Sincerity. To the extent that you are sincere.
Yes, that's right. To the extent that you are sincere, to that extent you will desire to push forward this movement. The someone who is actually Krishna conscious, their desire is to save the entire suffering humanity. Prabhupada confirms this in the Bhagavatam Purport. Here's exactly what he says. A Krishna conscious being is always planning how to save the suffering humanity. Even if he is not successful in doing so, his perfection is guaranteed. And anybody who follows him will also become perfect. This is actually describing an Uttamadhikari. So the real meaning of being Krishna conscious is actually being an Uttamadhikari. Someone whose only purpose for living in this material world is to save the suffering humanity. Otherwise, he has no reason to even be here. That's Uttamadhikari. Speak up. Where is our temple management? They're not here right now. So I don't know what the arrangement is. We instructed them there should be some festival. I don't know what they've arranged. We will get together and worship Prabhupada tomorrow night. Will someone cook a feast for the evening? Will someone bring the bhagav? We have to. Who's willing to help? Who's willing to? Here's a helper. Anyone else? Huh? Who will cook the feast? That's what we have to see for the evening. Who will cook the feast for Prabhupada? Here's a cook. Here's two cooks volunteering. Three. We have three volunteers. How many? And then we need people who can assist them. Then we also need a special feast at noon also. And I'll get in and make something. I'll personally come in and cook in the morning for Prabhupada. Do something. They're tied up with leftovers or with your cook. We need a major. Can somebody come to the kitchen right now? You need someone right now? Okay. We're going to have a special marathon right now called Get the Kitchen Ready for Prabhupada's Disappearance Day. How many people can I send you? How many can you handle? Three or four? Who's going to take charge? cleaning up the kitchen and organizing everything. He will take, Marty will take charge. She knows what to do. Okay. How many helpers should we send her? How many helpers? All right. As many people can go in. Nardi, now you go to the kitchen and take volunteers with you to get the kitchen ready for Prabhupada celebration. Yeah. Okay. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Appearance Day ki jai.